Good evening, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We do not have a packed house tonight, but we do have a quorum. I would invite anybody wanting to join me in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you. Okay, just a few notes from me tonight. Thank you for all of you that participated in the administrator evaluations. Those were all compiled and discussed, and Jane and I had a meeting and talked through them. There was a lot of great feedback, and thank you very much. Heads up about the April blood drive for Supervisor Podesky, April 16th and 17th from 9 to 2:30. That was in your County Connections newsletter in case you didn't notice it. If there's anyone that is interested in an airport tour, director trip, wanted to make sure that everyone that wanted to get a tour of the airport got a tour. So if you do have any further interest in that, if you didn't get one, send it to me and we'll see about scheduling that and getting that taken care of. I have my I voted sticker. Ginny kind of scolded me. I think she wants me to go on the day of. She said, why did you vote today? And I'm like, well, cuz. So I think she'd like you to go on Tuesday, April 1st. So I'm just throwing out there as a reminder. Don't forget. I would like to take a moment to send sympathies to Supervisor Balduzzi's direction. I'm very sorry for your loss. Supervisor Balduzzi has lost his mom. You have our thoughts and prayers. Oh, that didn't feel right. Well, you have our thoughts. We're all thinking of you. Okay. Supervisor conference reports and announcements. Anyone with anything? Supervisor Kovacevic.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I was able to attend the Greater La Crosse Advocacy Day at the Capitol this past Tuesday. Able to represent La Crosse County along with Sam Buckmeyer, our County Community Development Manager. The event was hosted by the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce with representation from many local businesses and entities, including the City of La Crosse, Gunderson Amplify, Mayo Clinic, First Supply, J.F. Brennan, Marine Credit Union, Matthew Construction, ORC Industries, State Bank Financial, Train, UW La Crosse, Western Tech, Xcel Energy, and Fastenal. In total, there were over 30 people split up into groups of 5 and 6 with the mission to meet with various Wisconsin state legislators and their staffs to advocate for the following main 4 issues. 1, support for full funding to complete the UW La Crosse Prairie Springs Science Center project. 2, support for the La Crosse Corridor construction funding and be able to finish what has been in the planning stages since 1990s. PFAS mitigation funding support. And 4, last, support for accessible and affordable child care in Wisconsin. All things that I think we'd all could agree on that should receive full support and funding from all our legislators, but I guess we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed and wait and see. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for going. Anyone else? Supervisor Schlingen.
Last week, I attended the county land conservation meeting for the Boswick Creek Grant Phase 2. There was a large crowd of landowners there, and the staff did a great job of preventing the information. And then one more is yesterday I attended training presented by Ginny for poll workers, and that's P-O-L-L, poll workers. So.
I bet you'd get more takers if you spelled it differently. Supervisor Isola.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last Thursday, March 13th, I attended the Economic Indicators. It's a program that was held at UWL. The topic was navigating workforce and demographic shifts in Wisconsin in the rural areas. There was a panel with representatives from Mayo Health, Westby Co-op Creamery, and Quick Trip talking about how they handled employment issues in rural areas. And Dr. Brooks, who is the Dean of the College of Business Administration, gave a presentation. He discussed some of the federal initiatives being presented right now by the current administration. And he talked about how we have 80,000 undocumented workers in Wisconsin, but they provide $300 million in state and local tax contributions. One half of our construction workers are undocumented. One third of our agricultural workers are undocumented. And he also touched on something about agriculture. He mentioned if $1 billion is slashed from school nutrition programs, this will hurt farmers. This was a really interesting take on how the economy is going in La Crosse County, and as of right now, we're doing pretty well. But it was a nice view of possibly how things could change in the future. I urge you guys to attend these if you have a chance. I think they present them twice a year. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? All right. Seeing no other announcements, that brings us to the consent agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Supervisor Matthew moves and Supervisor Kornforth seconds. Are there any questions, clarifications, or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the consent agenda as written, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? That the consent agenda is approved. We have one appointment for us this evening. Is there a motion to Supervisor Ferries moves and Supervisor Wench seconds? Any discussion on the appointment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the appointment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? That is approved. Public Works and Infrastructure, Supervisor Kovacevich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one item for the board's consideration tonight, item number 3-6, regarding authorization for outdoor motorized recreation trail aids grant. Now, therefore, be it resolved that La Crosse County shall apply for available funds under Section 23.09, Parent 26, Wisconsin statutes for such eligible maintenance and or development costs. Be it further resolved that the La Crosse County Board does authorize the County Board Chair or her designee in the La Crosse County Facilities Department to act on behalf of La Crosse County to submit an application to the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for any financial aid that may be available, sign documents, and take necessary action to undertake, direct, and award any approved project. Fiscal note, funds are budgeted annually to the snowmobile grant revenue and expenditures within org 100.165.1850, titled Snowmobiling Grant. This resolution passed unanimously in committee on March 10th, 5-0, with two supervisors absent. I move for its approval.
Supervisor Kovacevich moves approval of a resolution authorizing outdoor motorized recreational trail aids grant, seconded by Supervisor Matthew. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Kornforth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious, do we have any idea how much this grant would be?
I do. We budgeted $43,920 for it.
Supervisor Schlimgen?
Just a question. If the funds aren't all used, are they able to roll into future years? Given the last 2 years, I don't know if the trails have even been open.
I do not know the answer to that question. I believe the amount is automatically determined by the state. That's why the amount isn't in there. I think we go by what was given to us the year before. But I don't know if you know that. Lene, please answer.
I think this grant is based off of like the number of miles of the trail. So I think it is an automatic kind of allocation that we get, but yes, I'm not aware that it rolls every year, but this, we usually don't necessarily bring resolutions for every grant that we apply for. This is just a requirement of this specific grant for us to bring a resolution every year, so that's one we usually get.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution authorizing outdoor motorized recreational trail aid grants. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? That is approved. Thank you.
Yes, you need a motion.
Okay. Supervisor Kovacevic, back to you. Okay, thank you. That takes us to Executive Committee. Supervisor Cable.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have three items for the board's consideration tonight. The first item is item 3-7, which is the second consideration. The second consideration of ordinance number 216 to amend section 4.06 purchasing procedures and section 4.08 contract approval procedure of chapter 4 finance of the general code of La Crosse County. This is a second consideration and I move its approval.
Supervisor Cable moves second consideration of said ordinance changes. And Supervisor Erickson seconds. Is there any discussion on that ordinance change this evening? Seeing none, all those in favor of the ordinance change, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. That is approved. Back to you, Supervisor Cable.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next item is item 3-8, second consideration of ordinance number 217 to create section 2.195 annual budget process outside funding request of the general code of La Crosse County. This addition to the code would be the creation of section 2.195 will address how outside funding requests are handled during the budget process. This new section clarifies that after the county administrator has submitted the administrator's budget, any additions to the budget related to funding of outside non-governmental agencies versus internal department amendments must be made as amendments for policy or purposes reasons only, and the actual awarding of those budgeted funds to specific agencies must follow purchasing policy and procedures in the subsequent budget year. I move for its approval.
Supervisor Cable moves the second consideration of ordinance 217. Do we have a second? Supervisor Isola seconds. Is there any discussion on this ordinance change? Seeing none, all those in favor of...
There's one.
There is? I'm sorry. Yeah. Supervisor Friedland.
I hate to be the only one to speak, but I will anyway. I think our collective body of supervisors did a pretty bad job this year, and I understand and I respect the administrator's frustrations, but I think that passing an ordinance to effectively forbid us from outside requests takes away an opportunity for supervisors to look for more different or creative ways to fulfill our county mission. Department budgets can't be expected to absorb additional projects. And I hope that we can develop a process instead that gives us an opportunity to examine what we have and to be helpful, perhaps an earlier date for submitting requests or special meetings, defining an amount that would be a reasonable amount. But I don't see that doing this by ordinance is the way we ought to go. And with appreciation to the administrator and the staff and executive committee for the amount of work that they put into it, that's how I feel, and I'm not going to be voting in favor of it, even if I'm the only person.
Other comments? Supervisor Isola.
Thank you, Madam Chair. While I very much respect Supervisor Friedland's position, I think that with the advent of the ARPA money that has come to be at our disposal, and the fact that we reelect supervisors every 2 years, there are a lot of new people that have been on the board, and it seems that we have gotten into a habit of having these amendments use up a lot of discretionary money that I'm not sure that our budget can actually handle. So I do think that this is a good solution, and I will be voting for it. Thank you.
Any other comments on the ordinance change? Seeing none, all those in favor of the ordinance change, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay?
No,
nay. Okay, can the nays raise your hands, please? Podesky? Friedland? Jacobson? Three?
Got three.
Okay. That ordinance change is passed. Back to you, Supervisor Cable.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The final item I have for the board's consideration tonight is item 3-9, which is the first consideration of ordinance number 218 to amend section 4.02, sale of tax delinquent real estate of chapter 4, finance of the General Code of La Crosse County, Wisconsin. This is the first consideration which you can read the analysis included with your packet. I move for its first reading.
Supervisor Cable moves first consideration of the ordinance 218. Is there a second? Supervisor Scheller seconds. Is there any discussion on this ordinance tonight? Supervisor Brony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm really just curious if somebody could give us a short rundown of the process that we go through to acquire these properties in the first place.
Sure. It's a choose an Amy tonight. Okay.
So it's actually kind of a lengthy process, but I'll make it as short as I can. So Wisconsin law allows for foreclosure on tax delinquent properties after they've been delinquent for
years. Thank you, Treasurer. So after they've been delinquent for 2 years, counties don't have to foreclose, but they can. Our county uses the in-rem foreclosure proceeding in order to do that. And prior to us engaging in foreclosure litigation, there's a meeting of all the stakeholders among the staff. So because a tax foreclosed property becomes a county property, we want to ensure that it's something that we want to take. We want to know, how big is it? Does it have any defects with it? Are there things that we wouldn't want to clean up if we took it? Old gas stations is a good example. Any place where like railroad ties were stored, if it's a junk and salvage operation. We want to know whether or not we think there are buyers. We want to know how much it's going to cost us to maintain that property, because once we take it, again, it's a county property. We have to snowplow, we have to mow, etc. So it's zoning, the treasurer, my office, facilities. We all meet, we go through basically a large PowerPoint presentation. We look at each parcel to see what it is. There are more tax delinquent properties that you can see on a map than we would ever want to take. A lot of folks know that measuring what a property's boundaries were used to be done with like trees, rocks, physical landmarks. So once GIS mapping became a thing, we find that there's lots of little pie pieces of property, little tiny non-economic remnants that aren't connected to anything. In general, we don't take those because no one would want to buy them. So once we go through all of that decision making, once we figure out which parcels we're going to include in our litigation, my office files a lawsuit. A guardian ad litem is assigned in the case. A guardian ad litem is an attorney that looks out for the best interests of individuals that might be the subject to a tax foreclosure. So in Wisconsin, we can't foreclose on any property that is owned by either a minor child or somebody who is suspected to no longer have competency. So that's intended to protect kids and adults who may not have capacity. The guardian ad litem then issues a report. Then my office moves for default judgment.
And then the court grants a judgment of foreclosure. So we don't do these every year because they're time consuming and it's expensive. But if the court enters a judgment of foreclosure and the place is occupied by somebody, then my office also files evictions. That gives a person an additional level of due process so that if we attempt to evict somebody from their home, there's court oversight of that. My office mediates that with the individual. And so we probably do these every, well, the pandemic was about a 3.5-4 year pause. And then prior to that, I've only been here for 13 years, so about every 2 years, because that's how long we take to process the cases. And so the change that you have before you is basically to address a 2023 change that was passed by the Wisconsin legislature to better define who might be able to repurchase properties if we take them via tax foreclosure, to ensure that those individuals can't use the tax foreclosure process to shirk their debts. So this closed a loophole that existed or potentially existed where folks could wait for their property to be foreclosed on and have all of the liens on that property extinguished, and then come back to the county later and say, I'd like to buy the property back for just the property taxes, but not what they owed before. So this clarifies you got to pay all the debts that were owed as of the day before the judgment. And then, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. And then it also it gives counties a requirement in terms of speed for how quickly you have to sell it once you take it. So La Crosse County has always been very good about advertising properties quickly for sale. So I don't think we necessarily needed this change, but the legislature decided to make it. And so it requires counties to get properties ready for sale quickly, to get them up for bids quickly. There was a question asked at the executive committee, who approves these sales? The county board approves all sales of county property. So if we take properties, you will always see it as a board to make a decision about whether or not we're going to sell it. So that was not short, but it's kind of complicated.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a quick follow-up question. I'm just curious, the properties that the county decides they don't want, what happens with those properties?
They sit there. Private landowners can always try to clean up things. Anybody is able to look at our GIS mapping system. And if you want to look at your property and see what might be adjacent to it, folks can hire an attorney, or they can try to do it pro se in terms of trying to purchase tiny little parcels. But some of these are so old, I don't know how you'd track down who you'd buy it from. This is a broader discussion, but I don't know if we want to take all the little tiny pieces that are everywhere.
And then I would assume interest would continue to accrue while the property sits there.
It would, but some of these, I mean, it's like $2, and they've been delinquent for a decade. Yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Ferris, did you have a question?
She pretty much answered it.
Got it. Supervisor Scheller.
In just a clarification, it's from my understanding, though, that we don't foreclose on properties in 2 years. Properties we're foreclosing on are like 6-7 years delinquent, correct?
A lot of times they are, and that's just because there was a period of time that there weren't a lot of foreclosures that were happening. So you have to be pretty delinquent for us to be involved in taking the property or attempting to take the property.
And just a quick follow-up, just to understand, and if they come in and pay the 1 year's tax, the most delinquent, then that defers it again, right?
No. So if it's on the list, we have the option of, if you're 2 years delinquent in any of those tax years, we can file for foreclosure based on those tax years.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much, Amy. Supervisor Cable, back to you.
That is all for me tonight, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's the first reading.
Not my first time in this chair. Any suggestions for future agenda items? I think his future agenda item is to find out why Jack is so tan. Yeah, you're the only Jack we have.
Well,
way on the beach much, I guess.
Oh, that's a, it's a rough life, but somebody's got to do it. Supervisor Isola, have you got a future agenda item?
Yeah, I was wondering about the opioid settlement money, if we could get an update on that. Thank you.
That we will, that one was on the radar, but yep.
He's still blushing about.
Okay, any future, other future agenda items? Okay, seeing none, Supervisor Matthew moves to adjourn and your cohort isn't here. So Supervisor Pergarba seconds. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.